Italian Catholics are too dumb to quit. Kev's Gary vows were a hit. Roxy's a huge Logan hat. Kev will have a wedding with a hot dog spread.
New media, the final frontier. These are the broadcasts of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission, to befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
Hey, everybody. It's 2018. I know it was 2018 last week, but as I said, it was still the holiday season, Ash, till January 6th.
Very true.
Till the Three Little Kings come.
So true.
Now it's over.
I'm hungover
as hell. Yeah. I'm so depressed too.
God, I'm glad I'm not alone. I was really sad.
Imagine if we were back east and now we had to face mud and cold. And
I was there for the snowstorm, so my flight was delayed twice, and it was so much snow. It was so Christmassy, but it was January 5th, and I'm like, no, and all the Christmas lights are off, and the tree's gone. And, oh, it sucks.
The storm.
Yeah, it was a big storm.
We got a little Maxine Nightingale as I'm caught up in my cod. You guys, it's the Tomorrow Show. It's Monday. Captain Kev here. It's a Mangria Monday. Roxy Stryer over at the Tomorrow Show. Bye.
At the bar, bitches.
How are you, dear?
Doing great, Kev. How are you?
Nice. You know, Roxy, I was seeing our picture from a couple of Super Bowls ago, and
one of the best weekends of my entire life.
Oh, stop it. You've had so many amazing weekends.
Every time you say that, and every time I say that, but top five, without a doubt, probably top two.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
I received that, as you millennials say. But I was looking at the picture, Rox, and I have to say, you've gotten even more beautiful from, you know, that. It's funny. I always said to Maria, in her mid to late 20s, her looks would come to their peak. And they did, and they obviously carried on because she doesn't really, you know, age much.
No, she looks like she's 25 in that most recent.
But I remember when she was a baby, you know, younger, 19, 20, 21, 22, I said, you know, Marie, you're going to see your this little round face. It's going to mature and you're going to get even better looking. And she did. And I was looking at this picture. I have to show you, Ash. I have it upstairs. Yeah. And Rox just looks like a little kid and she's adorable. But, you know, the new Rox just gets more and more powerful.
I know.
Ashley Grace Daniels, welcome back.
Thank you.
Speaking of beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you.
Stop it. Don't be a goy. Oh. See, Roxy, so we went to...
The two of you both.
We had our Monday night supper.
Yeah.
And we were being very goy because we weren't being confident. We weren't owning, right, who we are. And Roxy had to step in and say, stop it. It was
we were talking about the one-on-ones that Kevin had talked to you guys about, where he sits down with the AfterBuzz hosts and he creates a career plan for them. And he was saying, you know, we've got some really great shows, some really great ideas that came out of this. Launching in Q2. He's like, we did this, you know. And I was like, no. Ashley said, like, you did this. And he was like, well, no, we all had ideas. And I was like, Kevin, you had the idea. We all didn't do shit. You did it. And we sat and we watched your genius work. And I've just noticed over the years, it's so hard for you. Like, even if we're out and I'm bragging about AfterBuzz, you just are so humble about it. And it's not beneficial for you to undersell yourself.
It's the goy programming, Rox. I'm sorry. This is how the Catholic way. Unfortunately.
Well, we got to kick the Catholic out of
you. And then what you do is, certain Catholics, then they snap and they turn to crime. That's how they rebel against it. You know.
Do you think you were close at any point?
What's that?
To snapping and turning to crime?
Oh, my whole 20s. Yes. Total arch criminal. Yes.
It would have just been like one thing different that would have made you go that way.
I think I had the potential to become a Lex Luthor.
No.
Wait, really?
Way.
I'm telling you, not your Lex Luthor. I mean Gene Hackman Lex Luthor from the original Superman.
Okay.
In the original dialect, as it were.
I still think you have the potential to become.
He would announce
Batman,
himself. He would say,
"Superman,
Lex Luthor is simply the greatest criminal genius of all time." So I think yes, I absolutely. Why not?
Because you're not evil, and you don't do no. That doesn't inspire you.
No, but you know what does the fun of it. The fun of the nonsense.
He does
the fun,
look like he has
thrill.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the fun. And then I always knew, like, okay, big deal. I'll go do the time, and I'll teach ex-cons how to write screenplays. Not a bad gig.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just I'd go right in there. Just
I could see you being king of the prison.
I wouldn't want to be the king.
What happens to the king?
Well, too much pressure. You know, what you do is you serve the king.
Oh.
So I'd be the consigliere, because you know I'd be able to be their lawyer. I'd be their advocate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would be a lot of fun. So that's why I always try nicely as I can, Ashley, to tell people in this business who've terrorized my wife, please, Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
Right.
Because I'm not afraid to go do the time. I'll do what I have to do, and then, like I said, there I am line dancing with all the ex-cons.
Sometimes the benefits of being the consigliere are even better than being the king.
Yes.
Because you still get to benefit from everything they get.
You get everything.
You drop their name.
And you're always respected.
Right.
When you're the consigliere, you know, the king is like, I'm going to go to my consigliere.
Exactly.
He doesn't just slap around the consigliere.
No, never.
So.
Yeah.
Fucked up logic on both of your parts.
Again, it's Goy Programming, Roxy. Lauren LaGrasso, welcome back to you as well.
Oh, thanks, Kev.
Lauren, we didn't really talk about when you were home in the snow.
I was a little snow bunny. It was great.
Yeah?
Love going back. You hit the old reset button,
you know? Do you see the people from high school and college or no, just fam?
I saw people from high school.
Yeah?
Yep. It's good.
Is there a bar that everyone goes to in the town?
Village Grill, of course.
And everyone goes?
Everyone goes.
All right, so what night is it?
Any of the nights. That place is just like everybody from high school really congregates there and just pretends like nothing has happened since 2007.
I have to say, I kind of like that.
It is nice in
a way.
You
know, I didn't like it before growing up, but I like the idea that you can get in your time machine and travel back in time anytime. And here's the thing, because you have the superpower to get back in the time machine and come fast forward, you know, to today.
To the future, yeah. It's best of both worlds.
Yeah, I like that. My town didn't have a bar.
So I think
it does now. I think it does now. And I think it's got probably the next generation of scum and villainy.
But you guys would never go to a bar in Boston?
No, but there's so many bars in Boston.
Yeah.
Like they would.
There's not like the bar.
No.
Newton has a one also. It's really nice.
And still.
Yeah, Union Street. Everyone goes.
Yeah, but again, rocks just. You got to listen. If you're going to compete with the Jews, you got to go WASP. Like the WASPs would have like an old bar
that
they would always be loyal to. But I'm telling you, it's tough being a Goy.
I wouldn't know.
Speaking of, well, Rox, you are Goy adjacent because we have fucked your head up.
Yeah,
I told
you guys
that.
Did this to me.
Seriously, it's been, 8 years? Like, or you know, like 9 years almost, right? No, 8 years. 8 years. So, yeah, we've damaged you. A little bit.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. We did the same to Maria, too.
Are you sorry
she was Greek.
Or are you not sorry?
I'm sorry. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Goy story. I love that, Lauren. Bonjour, Juliette. Comment ça va, Juliette?
Bonjour, bonjour.
Welcome back, Juliette.
Merci beaucoup.
Has it been hard to reacclimate to the American culture?
A little. I'm not going to lie.
Jules, I was watching the movie Darkest Hour.
Yes.
History buff
so
that I am.
Fucking good.
I had a Karen watch it with me. I said, oh, she's going to tap out in the first 15 minutes. And she didn't. She watched.
It's amazing.
I thought it was great. I loved it. But I have to say, Juliet, you know, and Rox, I don't know if you'll concur. I get a little down on her people.
Disappointment from the French.
Oh, the French.
I agree.
Just a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Just
World War II, you guys were not.
Just rolled over. And then, you know.
And fucking took it in the booty.
But you know why I still. Here's where I become super patriot and people hate me. But again, this is the Goy in me, Rox. But you know, when we took back France, the United States said, no, we will not march through the Arc de Triomphe, which, Jules, may I translate?
Go ahead.
It's the Arch of Triumph.
Yeah. I spoke French in that moment.
Okay, you did. It came to you.
Yes, it did.
So we said, no, we will not. Charles de Gaulle and the Résistance, the French resistance, will march through and they will take back their own country. We are the good guys. Tell you. At the end of the day, people, listen.
We're the good guys.
At the end of the day,
I know.
Well, listen. You're always, human beings are so imperfect by nature, and you know, you're always going to have a mess no matter where you go. But I still think that the system that our forefathers set up is so revolutionary, you know. But that's what we did. We could have marched through, made a statement, especially then, because we weren't who we are today.
We were just
coming to become the superpower. We came out of that war and were the world superpower. But imagine, you know, not, you know, keeping the ego in check. But by the way, that was Washington. He didn't take the kingship when they offered it to him. He said, no, a president, we just got through fighting a monarchy. We're not going to become one.
It is hard to think of us, though, Kevin, as the isolationists that we were, and like all of the years that the war was fought without us when we stood our ground.
Oh,
and we're like,
they needed the hot tag.
Yeah.
Talk about. I was talking to Sam Roberts on the way to the studio today, and Jim Norton, Sam Roberts.
103.
I forget the times. Is he 8 or 7?
I think it's 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
That sounds accurate.
Anyway, so Sam and I were talking about how just everything just goes back to wrestling, just how much life is like wrestling. And the United States was like the big monster in the corner and in this triple tag team. And you had, the French were already knocked out. So they were like, they would be out cold outside the apron right from the beginning of the fight. So England was taking the beating from the tag team, the triple tag team of Japan, Germany, and Italy.
Italy, yeah.
And everybody kept hoping for the hot tag. Do you know what the hot tag is, Roxy?
To tag somebody in, to get the
help. No, the hot tag is when the one partner is getting creamed and the crap beat out of him. And then he finally makes it over, and in comes the other partner, yeah. Wipes everybody out. That's the hot tag. So sitting in the corner, because life is like wrestling, life is all like the WWE, United States, monster face, waiting in the corner, but would not take the tag.
Wouldn't fucking take it.
For the longest time. Well, because nobody here was like, why? We already went through World War I. We already lost fathers, uncles, and sons. And for what? Why? Now they're doing it again, the Germans? No, you guys are on your own. That was the sentiment. That's why people think that, you know, FDR kind of knew that the Japanese in Pearl Harbor was going down, and he kind of just looked the other way. That's a lot of the theories, that he was aware and he had to let it happen so we would hulk up.
Fuck.
You know, yeah.
That phone call in the movie, God, Kevin, that movie fucking ate at my core. It to me was like just everything
I
that you talk
that.
About, everything you talk about knowing, regardless of what everybody else around you is saying, if they're saying that the sky is pink, like, and having to fucking know in your core, no, you motherfuckers, the sky is blue. No, you motherfuckers, I'm not making peace with Hitler. You fucking crazy people.
Like, everyone who tried to make peace
every
with this
person,
guy, he feeds.
Are you fucking crazy?
He fucked over.
Right.
Like, it's like, no, you don't. I mean, this was before the line, I don't negotiate with terrorists, which is now completely overused, but. But it was like, no, we appeased him once. Look what he did.
The fucking scene in the train. Did that?
Yeah.
Because you're a history buff. Did that happen?
Yeah.
I was fucking losing it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was so unbelievable because the people, you have to fucking talk to people. Think about not having social media, being in touch with anybody, going out there and having them be like, we fight till the motherfucking death.
Yeah.
We don't roll over. This is what we want.
Right.
And him going in with the fucking names. Oh, my God. That, like, this movie to me, I don't know.
Didn't happen that way in France, Juliet, unfortunately.
No.
But that's all right. No.
Sorry, bonjour.
But they're good at complaining. They're good at whining. They're good at, like, you know, sticking their foot out and tripping us when they need to. But.
And having good bread.
Excellent bread. Exquisite. Yeah. And pretty girls.
Very mm-hmm. true, too. Bonjour, you did it all right.
See? But
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, that moment where I was like, no, we either, like, either way, we're doomed. So let's take the way of fighting where we have a chance, because if he wins, fine.
Right.
But if we give him peace, quote, peace, we're doomed. Did you hear that they were going to be disarmed? He was going to take away their... I mean, like, are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
You know...
Oh, God.
Let me tell you guys.
Yeah, chills everywhere.
You know what? You know,
Are you not supposed to say this?
No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. I hope that in your lives you don't have to deal with that one arch nemesis supervillain. Ash, you've had...
Yeah, it's just as you said that.
You've had him. No, you've had him. And
no more though.
I've had one, and I've been told by wise people you only get like one in a lifetime. But I will tell you, you know, with a Hitler and certain people like that, you know, the only one thing you can count on when you go to war with them, like this one person, nemesis that I had in my life, and I know you had one, and I remember telling you this, Ash, mm-hmm. There's only one consistent thing you can count on. You can't, their specific moves, it's really hard to outplay them, because when you're wired for evil, you know, your mind can't really go there. Like, so it's really hard to understand their moves because your mind isn't programmed in that way. But the one consistent thing, so if you guys have bad people in your life, the one thing you can always, always, always count on, and Lauren, you need to know this too, just because of the music business, you're going to deal with this. The one thing that you can count on is that when they are faced with decisions and it comes down to doing the right thing or the wrong thing, they will always do the wrong thing. So...
what if the right thing benefits them more?
I'd have to come up with it. You'd have to give me an example. The thing is, most of the people I'm talking about, Rox, they're not, like, that's a logical person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about someone like Hitler. It was not, it started with logic, and then it went to madness. And by the way, like, they didn't get into it in the movie, but one of the reasons... First of all, he was on this massive winning streak.
Huge.
He just kept, and his generals would be like, no, this goes against 1,000 years of training of warfare, what you want to do. You are out of your mind. And he'd go, yeah, watch me. He would do it, and oh my God. Now he took Poland. He would do it. Oh my God. He just took all of France. He just kept having one. It was almost like a deal with Satan. One miracle after another. But like what we're seeing with Trump, is when you do have all those victories, you can't be told anything, number one. And number two, because his ego was crazy, the England bombed some civilian targets by accident. Usually in warfare, believe it or not, you're targeting military bases to knock out the enemy. You want to knock out all his armaments, but by accident, England bombed some civilian targets. Hitler finds out and goes ballistic, and now turns his attack to bombing all the British houses. Now, that was definitely wearing on the spirit of the British people, but what it did is, it gave Churchill and his men the ability to arm up, build more armaments, build more bombs, you know, both. If it benefits them to do the right thing, maybe, but a lot of the people I'm talking about, like a Manson, a Hitler, I'm talking about people that they've just got one thing in mind to hurt you. It's not so much about, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, I guess I'm talking about that one person who's programmed to take you out. I'm talking about a Hitler. I'm not talking about,
just like an annoying,
a jerky businessman, or you know, I'm talking about.
I don't think,
like,
I've met mine yet.
No, you haven't, and you may not. There's a lot of people get out of this life without it.
You also said something real. I never forgot about my that my person.
Your nemesis.
Like, yeah, yeah. Was that they never want to look like the bad guy? They'll do. They like if they are faced with.
Okay.
It's
called the right man complex.
Yeah, they can't look at themselves and see.
And Hitler.
You
and
call
Hitler,
it that, Kevin, or that's
it's a psychological term. And Hitler suffered from this. So what it means is, and beware of this as well, So I already gave you the one tip, but now let me give you the second one. Anybody who has the right man complex, meaning they believe that they're so in the right that they'll do anything. Anything because they're in the right. So Hitler actually believed that ridding all of the Jews from Europe was going to make a better Germany.
Right man syndrome.
Right man syndrome.
Yeah.
And when you have that, well, God, I mean, you, what's going to stop you in your brain?
Right.
And you'll see a lot of bad people will attach themselves onto, I'm protecting my son.
Yes.
100%. I'm only trying to feed my family. That's why even good villains in movies, you have to see all the layers. You know, there aren't people in, you know, in the old comics, you see the evil guy wringing his hands being, it's great to be evil. No, most of them think they're good.
Yeah.
This is so interesting. I'm looking up right man syndrome, and it's saying that it seems clear that the right man syndrome is a form of mild insanity. It should now be possible to see that right man syndrome is the key to serial killers.
You know what? Again, I don't know enough about them, but Manson, he believed, you know, what he was doing was the right thing. You know, he was taking care of his family and this country needed an enema. And then later in life, he turned it over to the environment. His big thing was, I'm saving the environment. You awful people are ruining this earth. But I'm about, you know, like, I think Trump, I mean, I know Trump suffers from it too.
This is kind of, because going back to Hitler for a second, because I'm curious, and as a history buff, I want to get your opinion on this. This might be a stupid question, so I'm sorry if it is, but why is Hitler so much more famous than Mussolini or Stalin?
Hitler was so much more successful.
And that's why he's so much more, because they're all like the worst of the pits of the pits.
Okay. Stalin did a much better job of masking it. You know, he didn't have giant concentration camps and a whole philosophy, but he just quietly just kind of killed all his enemies.
Okay.
And, you know, half the country. But ultimately he was doing things to make the Soviet Union strong and to, you know, so, but Hitler.
What about Mussolini then? Because
puppet. He was a jobber.
Was Take Hitler it back to wrestling. Using Mussolini?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, listen, most of those people, what do they say? They don't have friends. They have victims, and people are just victims and opportunities, and then those opportunities eventually become victims. So they're not capable of a deep human connection. It's really hard for them.
It's like the mafia too, though. We talk about this a lot, you and I. A lot of the mob bosses would be doing some good, like cleaning up the streets or claiming they're cleaning up the streets of drugs. They called Whitey the Robin Hood, right?
Oh, God.
Robin Hood of South Boston.
He still believes he was, and he was horrible.
Right.
He did nothing good.
He didn't do anything to clean up the streets.
Nothing good for the community.
Right.
Horrible.
Right.
He was one of the worst.
Right.
Anyway, with Mussolini, the fact that Hitler took this country, that's why it's so sad. If he didn't take on the Jews and he didn't invade Russia, okay, and if he just stopped at Austria or maybe Poland, there's no telling what they would have done as a nation. I mean,
What do you think?
Oh, they would have been a world power. Technologically, the things he did.
But how do you then deal with any other countries? I mean, I guess if he had kept his relationship with Russia and not turned his back on them.
He would have
invaded them.
Because, by the way, Stalin loved him.
So do you think the United States...
Do you know when Hitler invaded and they told Stalin, he goes, I don't believe you. Like, no. They're in our country. We've got to defend.
He's
like, he wouldn't do that to me. But no, he loved them more than he hated us.
Do you think that the United States would have done business with Germany?
Yes, if he didn't go there, if he didn't wipe out all the Jews or go against the Jews, if he didn't invade Russia, yeah, they would have had to. But what I'm saying is, why him besides the mustache and the,
yeah.
I mean, the whole vision, this guy was, he, it's easy to go, okay, he's a house painter and a failed artist, but he did have a vision. If you look at the helmets, look at just the design, that swastika. Look at how the uniforms, Roxy.
I
we
know.
Still don't have uniforms like that with the high shiny boots and the high collars and the black. I mean, it was,
I mean, people, girls dress like that today, I mean, like with the boots.
Stunning.
Yes.
All his vision. Then he tells his people, "Hey," and again, I don't want to be pro Hitler right now.
Right. No.
I'm super fascinated by him. And in college, I was totally. I read like every book on him because I was the same thing. Like, why? Right. Why would this guy have so much? And but when you find out, even with the cars, he said, "I want a car for everyday use. I want a fast car, and I want a luxury car." And the people's car was the bug, and I think it was BMW, and I think and maybe Mercedes. And that all—that's
what the G-Class is designed after.
So that, listen, like, what I'm saying, the bug. Look up,
the Volkswagen?
Type in, watch this. Type in Adolf Hitler in Volkswagen bug. Watch the picture that comes up.
Have you typed this in before?
I just remember this from college. Watch, you'll find it. Adolf Hitler and next to Volkswagen. There it is. Look in the second row, babe. There you go. No, you had it. There you go. Look at the model. Look at that bug. We still.
Holy.
This is
fuck.
You guys are back in the 40s. Okay. And that was, he ordered that. And so this country before Roxy, he took over, this country was in such bad shape that literally people were bringing in wheelbarrows full of money to buy like a loaf of bread. The country was decimated. Okay. It basically, they went through World War I, and then the French, je suis désolé, the French was like, okay, Germany, you did this to us. And we didn't really know yet. We hadn't evolved yet as a people to understand how you handle a loser.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Allies did, and it was the French who led it. They not only said, okay, you know, we win the war. And by the way, Germany, here's a bill for all the damage you caused.
The reparation.
You've got to pay for it all. Not to mention their whole country's destroyed. So they couldn't. And then what happens is animosity builds, right? So it's easy for a Hitler to come in and go, hey, F these. We're not paying them. F them. They did this to us. Like, we're Germans. Let's be proud. And so.
So do you think they shouldn't have asked them to pay?
And if no, they hadn't, and that's why we didn't the second time.
Mm.
Now, what we did, like, look, we went in and we helped rebuild Japan.
Yeah.
Germany, I thought we did, but then it we didn't. But we didn't hand them a bill.
Do you think that
we went in with our troops and we really policed it so another Hitler couldn't come. I mean, the swastika was, I mean, all that stuff we had a hand in to make sure.
It would never happen again.
No.
Do you think that without Churchill, that the war would have gone the way that it did?
I don't know enough. According to that movie, it seems like it.
Damn.
But I mean, I do know that.
You never know when something's being dramatized, though. It's hard to tell.
Well, I mean, okay. I will take you from. I say the things to you guys all the time in business that I don't understand the way he didn't understand as he was telling everybody. Like, duh. Like every deal Hitler's made, he's gone back on. How, you know, you're literally, you cannot make a deal with the devil. It's proven. Why are we even having this discussion? But listen, I just came off of Fox New Year's Eve with Maria, number two rated, thank you, overall. And
woo!
Ratings up 35%.
Yeah, right.
Biggest ratings Fox has ever had.
That's awesome.
In New Year's since 91 when it started. That being said, when it came to the wedding, they kept bringing up whether or not to do it live or to do it after midnight. And I said, guys, everyone's tuned out after midnight, number one. And number two, you know, let's just go over in the past. What are the moments that have trended in New Year's Eve? It's been Kathy Griffin grabbing Anderson Cooper's crotch. It's been Mariah screwing up on stage. It's been Jenny McCarthy kissing the fireman. And what do those three things have in common? They were all live. But Rox, it was the same thing. Pop bits, graphs, charts, like anything I could do to explain this to them. Like, wait, what? Does that make sense to you, Roxy?
Yeah.
But to me, it was just like, yeah, but I'm like, no, what buts? Like, I don't understand. So finally, I got my way, and then whatever. Rest is history. History.
I'm surprised people wouldn't just jump at that, though. That's
I don't know. I don't know. Wow. The more decisions I see made, not just in our business, but in general, I go, I don't know. What am I?
Well, didn't Maria also wear the bikini? Wasn't that for New Year's?
No,
too?
That was
just New Year's after
that. That was Times Square, though, but it was
Times
different.
Times Square. Yeah. It was a Super Bowl bet.
Oh, right.
Anyway, So it's a good movie, right, Rox?
Oh my God! And not getting enough credit. Dunkirk's getting way more, which was great, but this was better. It fucking crushed my insides. And obviously, I have a connection to it because I'm Jewish. And I took my 92-year-old grandfather and 90-year-old grandmother to see it.
Did they like it?
They loved it.
Wow. Do they go to the movies often?
Well, they have gone to the movies with me a lot, and love the movies. And they go also – yeah, they go often.
Oh, wow.
They like to be up to date on things. So they go a good amount. On our way to the movies, Papo said, I remember talking to Winston Churchill. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I remember.
You have a video of this, right?
Yeah.
And Rox, so I posted this. Did he serve in England?
Or? He was based in London.
So how have you not gotten closer to Andrew Lee,
I don't know.
Mentor? Because they're England. His father, same thing, was from England.
Yeah, he was based in London.
I didn't know he was English.
And he wasn't. He was from New York. And so he trained here. First, he trained in South Carolina.
So he was U.S.
Florida,
Army.
Yes. But then he was based there for like 18 months.
Okay.
And
so good. Tell me about him meeting Winston Churchill.
He can tell you.
All right, here we go. Go, Papu.
I was stationed at an air base in England. Winston Churchill came and visited the base. When he visited the base, he came and talked to a lot of the guys that were flying, you know, and I was one of them. And he was talking to me, and he asked me what I did. And I told him I was a radio operator gunner on B-17. It's a four-engined bomber. And he asked me how many times I had bombed Germany. And I told him how many times I had bombed Germany. And
it's 35.
And after that, he said,
35 times he bombed Germany.
Successfully.
What would you like to do now? I said, I'd like to do it again.
Amazing.
Wait for it.
And he looked at me like I had lost my mind. You know, why would you want to do that? He thought that I would say, I'd like to go home now.
Yeah. Last of the real men, people.
He said, you'd like to do it again?
Fucking A.
Why would you want to do a thing like that? I said, you got to understand something. I'm Jewish and I'd like to get even.
Wow. How cool is that?
Fucking crazy. Then he said that he took his hand and like really looked him in the eyes and said, thank you so much, and went to the next person to have the conversation. But yeah, he was like, I'll never ever forget that. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, I'm sitting with a fucking man who was talked to Winston Churchill. Like,
It's crazy.
It's just insane. And
I just wonder how many times he felt bullied.
Yeah. I said to him, I said, Papo, did people ever, because at this time, you know, the Jews, it was very strange because everybody was fighting to support the Jews and get them out. But at the same time, the Jews in the United States were not being treated perfectly well. So it was this weird thing. So I was like, how did the people treat you? Because he was the only Jew that he knew on his entire base. And there were not many Jews. He was like, I was one of very, very few. So he said that everybody would give him so much shit. But he looked at me and he was like, and I want you to know, it was all in good fun. Not one second did it bother me because I knew where their heart was and we were all riding together.
And you have to remember, Rox, as much as, listen, the Jewish people are going to tell you how hard the Jewish people had it back then. At that time, we were really a melting pot.
Yeah.
So I hear the Italians say that.
Yes, yes.
I hear the Irish say we had to have a drink out of a different water fountain too. Da, da, da. The only reason that all the nationalities that had a rough go coming over
here. The Armenians.
Everybody did.
But most people.
The only caveat is when we go to African Americans because they were forced here.
Oh, that's totally
different. So I'm saying, like, that's a whole other. But
it was more because most people didn't know a Jew, Kevin. It wasn't like right. a lot of people had problems with the Jews. It was that there were so many rumors about the Jews. Like I told you guys, everybody would check them for horns because they had heard things and nobody knew who
and they
what
were afraid,
a Jew was.
And they were even the mob was afraid to do business with them because, like, wait, they don't believe in an afterlife.
Yes.
And so for the mob, that was their only thing. Those
I never knew that.
Those sociopaths. Really? It was like the only thing that kept them on a little string. Was that, oh shit, someday I'm going to go to hell.
But that's interesting because Casino, he's Jewish in it. Rob De Niro yeah, plays
but
the
that,
Jewish.
No, well, listen, when they so find when they got on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they did magnificent.
You're talking more like
they did
old
magnificent
school, like,
work okay. together. But initially.
You're talking about Capone years versus.
Yeah,
like,
they were like, what about these guys? And then when it was like, wow, okay, you guys will do the numbers. We'll break the legs. Let's do it.
What if something fucking else crazy that I found out?
Wonderful partnership.
Totally.
On our way to the movies, that this is a wild fucking thing having to do with the women's movement. This is kind of a little bit off, if that's okay, Kevin.
No,
we're
go
on
please.
Our way there. So
because we
so,
can transition into that.
Papa told me this, and then Grammy was talking to me about everything with Harvey Weinstein and all this stuff. Like I told you, she likes to be very up to date on what's going on in the world and movies. And I was talking to her about sexual assault, and she was like, "Oh fuck, yeah, that happened to me." And I was like, what happened to you, Grammy? And she was like, yeah, you know, I was a singer and I went to meet with an agent. First time he put his hand right up my skirt into my vagina, started touching me. She was like, that's just what happened like all the time. She said it so matter of factly. I was like, do you mind if I share that? She was like, oh yeah.
Was she not wearing underwear? Cause I
have no idea, but she was just like,
we'll talk about that another time.
She was like, that was 82 years ago.
Isn't that insane?
I think your celebrity was gay though.
82 years ago.
I feel like he was absolutely
no, he's a
bisexual,
gay lord. Yeah.
Which I guess is basically.
I think he's a gay lord. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Back to this. Yeah,
just like
but
82 fucking years ago. And she was like, yeah. She was like, it was pretty exciting though. And I go, what was exciting that he did it? She goes, no. The next week I was performing in a big show and he came and he saw it. And I was on stage and I was like, you know, sucks that you didn't get me because you did that, loser. She thought that in her head. And she like was like, on to the next one.
So again,
it was just
Roxy,
like, no
again,
bullying.
Again.
I love her.
When you think of your grandmother, and those just two examples, how
fucking
do you
crazy.
Keep a straight face around your generation?
I know.
That is sneezed at and then needs to go to therapy or needs to bring the friggin' whole house down.
Like it's nothing. They said like it's nothing to them. I'm not saying it shouldn't be to other people if you get it.
Okay,
but like,
exactly. Okay, but again, okay, how is it that they were able to live 90 years, be productive, be successful?
I know.
You know, this life, it's always been hard. I think back from when we were hunters and gatherers to today. And the sooner everyone just understands, hey, like, it's tough. You're going to have some good moments, you're going to have some bad moments, and that's just life, and eventually we're all going to die and shit the bed. That's just how it is. But unfortunately, millennial culture is mommy and daddy made sure you guys had as little pain as possible, and that's not life, you know? That's not life. It's going to be there.
Fucking insane stories.
But it's humbling. I mean, that generation was the greatest, and that's why they're called that, the greatest generation. You know,
we would not be here. We would not fucking have our freedom.
A little worse every next generation. Just a little worse. Just a little.
Oh, so you think the ones after us are going to be worse than us?
They're trying to say the Gen Z is kind of the balanced off version of you guys. We'll see. Because now, what's happening now is I think people realize the helicopter parenting thing was a fail.
And who makes these statements, Kevin? Like, who's that? Trying, like, that generation's better, best?
Well, nobody.
Authors?
It's just people with opinions. No, I mean, no. Everyone will say what they will. I mean, it's really hard to argue. World War II, to come out of a World War, depression, I mean, come on. And then become a massive working force, superpower, you know. I mean, we're still living off what these guys did. And,
I know.
And girl, women.
Have you ever watched that Adam Ruins Everything episode where he says generations aren't real?
No, but I love that show.
It's very interesting. I think we should all watch
and
it
he's
and
probably
then discuss.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure he is. I mean, listen, the past isn't real. None of that's real. The only thing that's real is right now, us on the bridge.
That's true.
I don't really understand it. The generations aren't real. I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, give me more explanations.
I need to watch it more in depth. But he basically, well, he actually does a TED talk about it. I could pull it up. But he talks about how like every generation since the dawn of time have been like, this generation underneath us is going to ruin everything. They're the worst.
Everyone always says it. Yeah.
But he has a more scientific backing to it.
I think the millennials represent the best. I just think we're going into black and white. It's just life was gray. Now I swear it started out black and white, then it got gray. Now we're going back to black and white. And I say that because the millennials to me represent the best and the worst. So the worst is that stuff is you sneeze in your direction and we're getting sued and everyone's got to go to jail and world needs to stop for you guys. Okay, but on the good side is. You're much more aware. You're much less materialistic. I tell you, I still bet on you guys I like you guys better than Gen X. And I think the baby boomers are, I've heard enough bad things about them too. A lot of people think that they really made the mess after, they're the ones who created you little monsters.
My brother's guilty of that. I went home and he's raising a little, I don't know, he's a baby, so he's not going to be Gen X. Maybe he will be, but...
No, he'd be Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Well, I don't know, Gen Q, I don't know.
You have a nephew?
Yeah, I do. I have two.
I didn't even realize that. You're an auntie.
I've been for a while, but yeah.
Okay, so tell me, are they little French brats?
He's complicated. He's Portuguese, British.
Portuguese.
And French. But yeah, even my dad was saying, so he goes, I need to sit down with Zach because everything revolves around this little kid. And that's not how you should be doing.
No, yeah, because it's not life. You're not preparing them.
He is. And my brother, I kind of started talking to him and he feels so much guilt. Like the baby, trips and falls. Oh, and he's like, I feel like a terrible dad. I'm like, your kid's smiling.
Oh,
like,
my
you really
God.
Think you're
terrible. Oh, boy.
And then
I don't have to hire him, do I, the kid?
No.
Someday.
Do you guys watch Black Mirror at all?
No.
Yeah.
I watched one. I liked it.
I watched one too.
Fucking amazing.
It's amazing. But the problem is, if Wifey Poo doesn't bite, we're fucked.
But what's crazy is it shows you the only through line is that technology is fucking us up. That's the only through line of the whole show because there's not the same characters, not anything.
Which it is.
But you watch like these kids that are born. I mean, we're on the cusp of that because we were born with some technology, but not all of the technology.
Nope.
These kids that are born with all of the technology, what they'll grow up to be, mm-hmm. How could you not?
No, I know.
How could you not? Why would you ever go outside? Why would you go play outside when you have that fucking thing? Yeah.
I was just discussing this yesterday. There was a little kid 2 years old in my building that was on an iPad, and I went up to it because I know the mom, and I was trying to interact with it, and the baby could not even see me. It was so involved
engaged.
And so engaged into the iPad. And I said, "Does she use this often?" And she says, "Oh, every day. When she wakes up, she needs her iPad. When she eats, she needs her iPad." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'm just thinking to myself, "You're to blame."
Yeah.
But she's also going to be so socially awkward, as I think everybody is that is just glued to a phone when they're a kid. Like, what happened to building forts?
Oh, forget it.
The thing is that they're all going to be like
going outside, playing.
Again, what is the address in Connecticut?
All the babies there without the social media.
Tweet at the Tomorrow Show and we'll DM you about it.
Yeah, we'll get you guys on the list, my doomsday list. Indeed.
13-year-olds look like they're 25.
Hey, you know what my agents said?
What?
Please to go to iTunes and rate and comment on us. We have seen
And subscribe.
We have seen a surge in Tomorrow Show listenership that the great Phil Svitek over at AfterBuzz was sharing with me, which I'm like, why?
Wow. On iTunes?
Why would they?
Cool.
He's like, why are you saying that? Yeah, the last few months.
Interesting.
We're on an uptick, which is nice. But and then also, please, the people on YouTube, I know in the live feed you have a lot of comments.
But then afterwards.
But then you gotta send some love on the when we're on demand. And I guess
I'm just
told.
I'm
told from the CTOs over at Wayne Morris that it helps with algorithms or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely does.
So please,
and tell a friend. We love that one too.
Tell a friend about our little scam we have here twice a week. Well, as long as the scam is going. But in the meantime, Roxanne Stryer.
That is she. That is me.
Before we talk Globes, I was thinking more about me taking on. Me being so upset with Logan
Oh.
What's his name?
My boyfriend?
Logan Mankins?
Paul.
No. What's
Logan
his name?
Paul? Logan the YouTuber.
Roxy's a Logan head.
It's Logan Paul, right?
Yeah. Logan Paul.
That's my boyfriend's name. I knew it.
So Maria told me not, I'm not supposed to say anything about this, but that's okay. All will be well. But
Kevin?
No, mine.
Well,
don't say that. Don't say the first thing that you're thinking. Just say the second thing you're thinking.
Okay. Well, maybe I walked by his house and saw a 24-hour security guard in front of him.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So
did you guys see what Aaron Paul wrote to him from Breaking Bad on Twitter?
No. So I want to get so Ash. I don't know if you heard last show, but
yes, I did.
I went really hard.
I know.
On him because hypersensitive to the whole introducing kids to suicide, but then B, I definitely am a little old school where I'm like, okay, there's talented comedians and mimics and singers and actors and writers and creators, and then there's just YouTubers who shoot their mouth off. So I probably was a little hard on him, and I didn't realize he was so young. He's 22.
Really young.
So, I mean, what do I always say? A boy in his 20s. I mean, forget it. You're capable of anything. And then with all that power.
And everyone around him telling him, this is good.
This is
funny.
Great. You're amazing. So, okay. So I will say that even though he definitely messed up, that, you know, we don't, you were right, Rox. We don't need to hang him. Okay.
Well, we can hang
no,
him.
No.
I think we can
just
hang
a little punishment,
him
a little time out.
Until we let him off the news.
And,
like,
and
I just don't want to keep him on the news forever.
Well, the thing is, I think a timeout, and a timeout, and I don't want to see the 15 million. I'd rather see like 5 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so can I, is that fair enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll pass on the message.
May have him make a nice living, but, you know, maybe it's a little too much power.
Think we should bring him on the show? And here
right now, he's not gonna. Right now, he's not gonna do anything. I'm sure.
I really,
he's laying low.
You didn't know during.
Okay, so
you didn't mention. You didn't give a response about this during the show because you guys. I don't think he had tweeted this before the show.
And by the way, if anyone doesn't know, this is the YouTube star who went to the suicide forest in Japan, saw a dead body there. If I'm correct, mm-hmm. Roxy.
Yes.
And
YouTube did,
and yeah, and
now
it just
claiming
kinda,
it was for like to raise awareness of suicides and everything, which
but,
it wasn't.
Okay. There's a you know, and while she's speaking, guys, look up TMZ report because they abbreviated the video on TMZ, so we'll get all the clips from it. Go ahead.
So Aaron Paul wrote to him. He said, "Dear Logan Paul, how dare you? You disgust me. I can't believe that so many young people look up to you. It's so sad. Hopefully this latest video woke them up. You are pure trash, plain and simple. Suicide's not a joke. Go rot in hell."
I just think it's so mean that Aaron Paul wrote that.
I think, again,
Logan Paul's in the wrong, but like,
right,
Aaron
it's
Paul.
Hey, listen, but Rox, if there's anything from our little sliver of sliver of sliver of sliver of audiences here, if it's just, I want to impart one thing. It's just, we keep doubling and tripling down. So I would have preferred Aaron Paul to have said, "Logan, your fan base is very young. This is totally irresponsible. You're raising awareness of suicide. You don't even know the countless number of people who you're negatively influencing. And, you know, I would think that where you want your fan base to grow, this is not the way to do it."
Yes.
You know, there's a way rather than go down, you know, and then the other side triples down and then it quadruples down and like nobody's being sensible.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, he's a disrespectful fuck. Like, what he did was.
But the biggest thing is, I think, is to educate everyone to not do this.
Right.
Press play for this and you can see some of the highlights. I was watching it today. And at first, he starts out. Okay, so is this disclaimer?
Did we just find a dead person in the suicide forest hanging?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You think that's real?
Well, it could be because one of my classmates in the junior high school, he really killed himself. He was only 21.
No,
it's true. It was
Logan.
Listen,
how long ago do you think he did that?
Like, yo, this is crazy.
Yo, are you alive? You going nuts?
So, okay, a lot of things going through my mind.
Okay, so far so good. I get this.
This is the first for
kinda.
Me. This literally probably just happened. Yes, sir. Should you call the police?
Okay. Pause. So I get it. I'm filming. I'm freaking out. I'm sensitive. I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay right now, Rox.
Okay.
All right. Keep going.
This is very
look how spooky.
He did this morning.
He did it in the morning. It's a real body.
Oh no. I'm so sorry about this, Logan. This was supposed to be fun vlog. Suicide is not a joke.
Okay. Good.
Depression,
so far, right?
Mental illnesses are not a joke. And No way. We came here with an intent to focus on...
Pause. Haunted. And then, Ash, if I wear those, like, rings on my pinky and my finger, yeah. would you think I was cool? Like the big giant rings like that, like the Elvis rings.
I kind of think
Lauren.
Sexy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, Lauren.
No, you guys are being facetious. I really mean it.
Juliet, you have my account. Please go to Amazon Prime now. I need two of them.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
This aspect of the forest. This just became very real, and obviously a lot
of
people
wanted to get in the shot so bad.
A lot of shit in their lives, and
we just want you guys to know that if you're going through anything, like, we're here for you.
See, pause. Okay, so Ash, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's like, first of all, like Roxy, one of you just said, I think it was Roxy, they all just came up to the camera. One of them looked like he was smirking. And then it's like,
I did see some smirks, but Logan, so far, so good,
no,
I think.
I think that the close-up was, no matter what he says now, that close-up of the body was enough that I tuned him out now. They closed up on that body.
Lauren LaGrasso, you're the most goy forgiving.
Yeah, true that.
Of course I forgive him, but.
Oh, no, question, excuse me, let me rephrase. Up to this moment in the video, you know, are you ready, no pun intended, to hang Logan, or are you still okay with him?
I guess
Are you offended right now from what we just saw?
If I was in his position, I would have turned off the camera and taken a moment and not been on film.
I don't think you would have filmed in this place in the first place.
Lauren,
I am surprised to hear you say that, of course, you forgive him, because I feel as if you really don't forgive him.
Why do you feel that way, Rox?
Well, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in last week's conversation, I feel like you guys were all like, this guy should never be successful again. And I was saying that I think that we should be able to give him a second chance.
But we're goys. We react and then we come back to Earth.
It's very true.
We come back to Earth.
And I can be swayed pretty easily.
Yeah, like me, that's being goy.
Yeah, that's 100%
goy. We're not convicted. You can switch us in 2 seconds.
So you don't feel the same today that maybe necessarily felt when you first heard about this?
I still think it was wrong, but I don't think that he should be hung.
Okay, okay.
Do you know how many times, like with Maria, with my wife, Maria, or my...
Your wife, Maria!
My wife, Maria, or Sam...
Your wife!
My second Sam Roberts shout out, where I'll be like... I'll have my, like, I'll be so convicted of my opinions, and they'll be like, yeah, but then again, I can see how, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And nobody. By the way,
it's
shut
like
my
mother's same way.
My friend and fan, Steve the Steamer.
Steamer.
He always sets me right. Steamer. You know, I'll have this belief system, and he's like, yeah, but you should really think about, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're right. Sorry.
That's so an Italian thing. I really think it is.
Italian
because
Catholic.
Because we want to please. Because
just the goys.
Well, also, we always think that we're wrong, too.
Yeah. Because we are.
Right. We really are.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. So keep playing. So, by the way, so yes, I think the camera should have gotten off, but he looked scared in the moment. He looked really hurt. I love that he was saying about depression and suicide not to do it. Now, I've had it ad nauseum with stars who give me public service announcements, but yet are heinous individuals. I, at my age, have the ability, whether I know them or not, to see through the ones telling the truth or not. And I've made my peace with the fact that at the very least, they're putting out positive sentiment. And I think there's value in that, whether it's
right.
So, yeah. So far I'm okay. I'm not ready to get rid of the 50 million subs. As of now, keep playing.
Do you feel
though.
Like he should have ditched the hat at this point, or
can I add that hat to the Amazon?
Well,
list?
I think that. Well, what is this hat? You guys?
I think it's Yoda.
It's
honestly,
Yoda. I think you'd agree with the rings. We could.
That's not Yoda. Toy Story. There's three eyes. That's one of the.
Thank you.
Claws.
You see three eyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm so blind.
It moves.
No, right, I put it in the cart. Just in the cart.
All right, thank you. Just in the cart. I don't know if we're gonna. I'm gonna commit to the purchase.
It moves.
Save for later. But but no, okay, I get the hat doesn't come off because he's in shock.
Okay.
I get it. All right, now let's keep going. Here comes the heel turn.
Never stand next to a dead guy.
Uh-oh, here we go. Nope.
No.
So far, okay. Oh, no.
No,
the laugh, the heel turn.
Like, we joke about seeing things in here and, like...
It was going to be a joke.
Yeah.
This was all going to be a joke. Why did it become so real?
So this is the thing. There's a thing that is now in our lives. We just experienced.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, dude. This is the most real vlog I've ever made. 400 plus vlogs. And I've never I've never had a more real moment than this.
Yeah.
So you can see where.
Didn't like that.
You remember that the times you were in church part, and you started laughing? What, I'm going to give you a different.
Yes, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I think he was. After you said that, I kind of looked back and I thought about how he reacted at the beginning. It was somewhat sincere.
But he went back to a guy in his 20s.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that awkward, like, when you have to be quiet and you have to be serious, then you laugh even more. He should have turned it off immediately.
Yeah, it should have been, I'm out and guys. And I thought he'd do the pretentious thing of like, I'm going to need time. I'm sorry I did this and we'll get back to you. And then, you know, fully commit to narcissism, right, which is in the hotel room, and he's like, right, I'm not the same, and then he gets all the support from the fans, like, but he went the other way.
This wasn't live though, right? He had time to edit this.
He edited it
together. That's
so the
worst
fact
part.
That he kept that and
everybody around him told him this is a good idea, you should do
think
this.
He, yeah,
the
I mean,
people in the background were worse than him though, I think.
Well, remember, it's always that way.
This is something from the chat. Yeah. Teddy Lampros said, look up what Dr. Phil said about Logan Paul's situation, and so I did look it up, and here's what he had to say.
Dr. Phil's usually so cheerful, positive, so loving.
I'm such reading this.
Live and let live, I believe, is what he subscribes to.
This is coming from ET Online that I'm reading the specific article they transcribed saying. Mm-hmm. He said, well, first off, let me say I thought that what went up on the video and what was shown was tasteless. It was atrocious. It was something that should not have been done. But let's call time out right here. This is a 22-year-old young man. Let's not judge this man's whole life, his whole body of work, and everything that he's done over one bad decision. It was a terrible decision. It was a terrible thing to put on the internet. Kids see that. It's inexcusable to do that. But that doesn't mean he's a horrible person. He's a young guy.
He's just 22.
Yep, he's a young guy. I have two sons, so maybe I'm a little extra forgiving about this. He made a bad decision and then didn't know exactly how to respond to that. Was it wrong? Yes. Should he have done it? Absolutely not. Should he apologize for it? Yes. He's taken a stab at that. Let's not bury this young man.
America's psychiatrist has spoken up. Wow. Well, there you go.
Now we know how to feel.
Dr. Phil and I both.
I like what he said. Though it goes kind of along the lines of what you're saying.
You know exactly what I said last week.
Yeah, you were
right.
Thanks,
guys.
We're all Logan heads
okay,
now.
I'm sorry.
This is interesting.
I'm not Jewish.
Sorry. He also said they have the knowledge to handle the technology, meaning like people of today. Because when he started out 16 years ago on his show, he said there was no YouTube. He goes, they have the knowledge to handle that technology today, but not the wisdom. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You have kids who know so much about it than we do, but they don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to know
what's right and what's wrong to post.
That's crazy. That's so
interesting. Well, little forgiveness for tonight for Logan Paul. Please weigh in your thoughts. You know, listen, this is a good time to, when we're off air, to go to the YouTube page and, you know, get the discussion going. Right, Roxy?
Yeah.
If you're a Logan head like Roxy is.
Mm-hmm. A little debate in the comments section.
Listen, do we... to deal with the Globes, we should probably deal with it in the news. Your thoughts, Roxy Stryer.
On whether we should do that or not, or thoughts on the Globes?
No, thoughts on, instead of discussing the Globes now, do we officially put it in the news?
Yeah, I think we go to the news.
And get your favorite music going.
That's exactly why I wanted to do it.
Oh, isn't that just wonderful? Well, here we go. And who's reading the news tonight?
I'm going to do the news tonight, Kev.
Thank you, Lola Negrazzo.
So one of the biggest things that happened is the Golden Globes went black. So almost all the women at the Golden Globes, about half the men, wore all black. The move was a clear message that added to the Time's Up movement to rid Hollywood of sexual abuse and discrimination. Many men also wore a Time's Up pin. The movement was mentioned in countless speeches, however, not in any male speeches. I will editorialize a little bit since Michael Klaus didn't add that in there. Mm-hmm. And it was topped off by Oprah's incredible words. And we do have a clip of those, too,
you know,
that we can play later.
Everyone's been playing those. I don't need to hear
you
her
don't need
words
to hear
again.
You're good.
No, enough. you know what? I had the white tux I was going to put on and tweet out, and Maria said, "You don't you dare." I have a baggy white tux that I wore for my chrismation when I converted. I got the first communion white. Awful white suit.
You wore one for that 80s party, too, didn't
you? Yeah, that had black pants.
Oh, okay.
No, that was for the prom, for the WWE, the Divas prom.
Right,
no, this, and I was going to just wear all white and support Rocks, but Maria did not let me. Listen, I've been saying forever, you know what? You know, the white guy, we had a great run. It was epic. We salute it. It was a great streak, but all the great streaks have to come to an end, Roxy. There's me with my chrismation suit. And
it's not that baggy. You're great.
the pants are a little baggy. But anyway, yeah, no, so in other words, I should have worn it yesterday to support?
No, that is not what she's saying.
Oh, okay.
By shaming me.
Would have been nice, actually.
I think it would have been nice, but needless to say, didn't. No, Oprah, great speech, and, you know, it's going to run for president. That's fine. All of it is F&D, fine and dandy. I just, I was saying to Maria, it just bothers me because, once again, Hollywood is just pontificating, and they've been pontificating about everything for so long, and when they had the messiest fucking backyard
right
of everybody, you well, know, so but yeah. But Maria's like, but Kevin, something has to be done, and I'm like, and I get it,
right.
But it's just, wait, all these people, none of them were complicit, none of them were part of this, all of a sudden, but once again, they're telling the whole world.
That's what Rose McGowan said. She commented about it.
Good
she,
for her.
She had said something in the past, and then she said, you know, I'm not going to be part of this Hollywood scam, basically.
Of
like, oh, we're all in solidarity. We all support each other. Meanwhile, she was the one speaking out about getting raped, and everybody was silent. So that's what her take on it is.
Roxanne, your thoughts?
She's starting to really upset me. Because I don't feel like she actually can support other women leading this movement. I think she's become the leader of the movement and is not okay with other women.
Is she the Cersei of the movement?
And we have no idea how Cersei would get along with Arya.
She would never.
Or if she would get along with Sansa.
Never.
And I think that you need to be able to play better with others.
Counterpoint, Lauren.
Don't know that she's quite Cersei. Maybe she's Marjorie.
But Cersei. Oh.
You
but
know?
Marjorie was softer, though.
Softer.
Remember,
I thought you were calling her
like
Dany.
This.
You were calling her Cersei. I think she's not necessarily Cersei.
Who would you say she is?
I'm not sure who she is. I just know she doesn't seem to support other female movements.
I think that she is so angry. I mean, I think
she's definitely pissed.
Poor Mira Sorvino.
I know.
Gets the show, and me and her husband are talking more, Chris. And I said to Maria, you wonder why I have fought for every inch
right.
with your career and every crumb. And
same with Ashley Judd.
You know, but if you go over the specifics of Mirror, there are so few roles for females. And it was always bizarre that this beautiful, super talented Harvard graduate, Oscar winning actress kind of just...
Whose family was in the business.
Kind of just fell off the radar. It was always strange. It never made sense to me. And when you think of... All she needed was one of those three roles. It was like Bad Santa, Lord of the Rings, right? And I think there was something else.
Yeah.
But just one of them.
Right.
Just one of them. Like, I know the actress from Bad Santa, but I don't know her name. Like, I know her face. I see it. But Mira Sorvino with Billy Bob Thornton, you know, but that would have been such a... That's all you need for your career. So when these guys do this stuff, what to them is like flicking a snot, it's so drastic. Exactly. And I remember just saying this, like, you know,
it was Lauren Graham. I don't remember that.
I would even say to, you know, to Maria, McMaria, do you understand there were certain things like in her career? Oh, she's not going to host the Super Bowl for Fox. She's not. Nope. Oh, really? Okay. Do you want to get exclusive footage? Because I have Fox right now that will provide you in your show. You'll get Britney Spears coming off that stage playing when. Do you want that? No, I told you she's not. Okay, great. So you don't want it. She's doing Fox. Go ahead. You want to fucking go? Let's go. I'm like, Maria, you can't. There were certain things in her career that I'm like, no. There, when One Tree Hill was like, we want to make you a season a regular. I'm like, that's going to carry you the rest of your career. It's another legitimate bucket with acting.
Still so many people
and it trickles
know her
down.
And they were like, nope, you can't do that. Oh, really? Is that so? Okay.
Right. And it trickles down, even for people at our level, when you're just starting out, and it's as simple as like when you tweet out an interview you did with a celebrity and they retweet it. Like to them, that takes 2 seconds, but it's huge for us. I mean, that's a more positive example, but
But my point is, and this is the bigger point I'm trying to make, Ash, is when these people stop these little moves, that yeah, no big deal. No, you can't do that. No, okay. No. She's a pain in the ass. Mira Sorvino wouldn't fuck me.
Right.
So
no,
she
I know
can't
what you're
be
saying.
A bad Santa.
Saying,
no big deal. Ends. Move on. Right. I'm Harvey. I'm going to go make 300-400 other movies.
Right.
But that was everything to her. And not only once, twice, two giant films in a time where it's so hard for, it's always been hard for women, but it's been harder and harder every year that's gone by in the last 30 years. They're moving people in and out faster and faster. Like, and again, done like it's nothing. So, yeah. So now, Roxy, go to now somebody who had that happen, but then also physical or sexual abuse. And so I see where Rose McGowan is just violent.
I totally see it too. And that's
and
why
I'm telling
give
you
her the...
as the partner of somebody who had the Mira Sorvino aspect of it, you're violent. And the difference is this is where it is good to have a crazy goy in your corner. Cause mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, you're not. No, we're doing this and we'll either do it together and make it work, or you can go fuck yourself and fight me, but get ready for an alley cat fight. And most people, by the way, don't want to go nuclear. Only crazy people go nuclear in life. And the reason Trump usually wins is because he always goes nuclear with people.
Right.
Do you know that? Because most people just go, I want to walk away. I want to go back to my life. What's going to happen with him is he's just opened too many fronts.
He goes nuclear on behalf of himself. See, I feel like you and I go nuclear on behalf of others more than we do on
especially
ourselves.
Especially people
you know?
Who are down. And by the way, just like nuclear war should never happen, right. I've only done it 2 or 3 times.
Right.
But I've always, but those are the things like I wouldn't, you know, because I see what can happen.
Yep.
And so I had a fight, you know, and now Maria will fight for herself. She doesn't need me anymore, which is great. But, you know, she looks back now. She's like, oh, my God, thank God. You used to tell me, like, why you have to be vigilant, why you have to be brave, courageous, and fight back. Because it's so easy for them to do this stuff to you. And then that's it. You're done. And you lose. Rox, you are so passionate. I don't know many other people who are more passionate about this business than you. I know people as passionate. I don't know many more. Now imagine we take away 20 years.
I know.
And by the way, your best years, potentially, yeah. right? Like when you could be a little starlet or whatever the case is. And by the way, through the grace of God, Mira's got an unbelievable husband. She's gorgeous. She doesn't even look her age
without
cosmetic surgery.
And she's got underpower in her corner
now. Yeah. But now she's going to ride this sentiment. Yeah. So thank God there will be a silver lining for her. But so imagine.
I would be violent if I was Mira.
So I'm saying,
But Mira's not really violent.
I think Mira's really hurt.
She's definitely hurt.
But I think Rose is like hurt and violent. Remember, Mira has a husband in her corner.
Yes.
Or a partner. Let's just say it's not about having a male. But when you have a partner who can go, hey,
I think
our lives are bigger than this. Our kids are bigger than this. Fuck them.
Right.
You know? Because that's what I'd say to Maria. If at the end, if we lost everything, I'd be like, let's go to Connecticut
Kevin,
or let's go to the Midwest.
Kevin, it's not that I don't get it. I totally get it. I just want Rose to be more supportive of other people's ideas.
Okay, but
if somebody has an idea that you should all wear black to the fucking Globes.
Well, that's the Maria sentiment is like, Kevin,
get on fucking
something
board.
Has to happen.
So why the fuck not?
She's so damaged and upset, you guys. But you get where she's coming from, and she doesn't now need to be beat up again by us.
I'm not trying to beat her up. I'm frustrated with her not supporting other women. Because that's women on women crime is worse than man on women crime. I'll say
I
that
know.
Always.
But a lot of these women were complicit and played along.
That is true.
And played the games behind the scenes to hurt the innocent people.
And to take her side.
Not a lot of them. Some of them.
To take her side a little bit and talk about what's going on in Hollywood. What is so fascinating about the Golden Globes and watching it was that everybody's wearing these pins. Everybody, all the women are giving Me Too speeches. Seth Meyers thanks women in the opening monologue. Talks about women. Talks about Harvey, etc. Yet, who do we bring on stage? We bring Kirk Douglas, who was accused of raping Natalie Wood. And that is something that Hollywood has known for quite some time.
I didn't even know that.
We bring on stage Gary Oldman, who was accused of assault on his wife, beating her with a phone. Oh. So, you know, it's just interesting. And we bring in Tonya Harding, who... Well, who knows because of this movie, but was accused of assaulting another woman.
Well, she was supposedly she was a victim too.
But, possibly. I'm just saying that this award show was filmed was full of people, and I don't know what really happened because none of these victims have actually spoken out, or none of these survivors have spoken out. So who knows what the actual stories are? But it's interesting that dichotomy.
This is a part of me. It's like that. It's just upsetting.
Yeah,
it's Hollywood gets on its soapbox after it's done so many. heinous things.
What did you think of, I don't know if you saw Blanca, I think her name's Blanca Blanca.
Yeah.
So she wore red and she got wore a lot sexy of heat.
Good for her, yes. But we're
now,
talking
well,
about
I
her.
I never heard of her in my life until she wore the red. So I was
she
wondering.
Said, I she love did red. Say, I look really good in red.
Wearing red doesn't mean I'm against.
I love it.
She said wearing red means doesn't mean I'm against the movement. I applaud and stand by the courageous actresses. But it's like, okay, first of all, it's not just red. It is red, like, yeah, as you can see.
It's
for anybody who's not
delicious.
Whoever's just listening,
well, because the head
picture
of the...
a dress that's like Jessica Rabbit, but like even more.
Who is this chick? What does she do? What's
she's
her skin?
She's an actress, I guess.
Revealing.
The other woman
love
who
it.
Wore red, who is the head of the...
Yes, the... Was she Asian woman?
Whatever the letters are, FCP, whatever they're called.
I think I saw her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know
if her
it's
name
Asian
is.
Or it, if she's in...
Yeah,
oh, maybe
but
I saw
isn't
far
like,
away. I don't know.
Isn't it like the... In like the gang, the leader wears the different color.
Yeah, but she looked great because she was wearing like something. I
yeah,
no
she
problem.
Wasn't revealing.
I don't
this
have a problem
like
with
crazy.
Anybody wearing anything. That wasn't the point. The point was to show solidarity. And if I had gone to the Globes, which I didn't because I'm not successful enough to be there yet, but one day I will be, I would have worn black just because it was somebody's fucking idea and why not support them? Why not just fucking support them?
I think in this case, she had to have thought about it and thought like, okay, I mean, I never heard of her.
Career-wise.
Don't know who she is.
I just
do, now
I,
you do.
But yeah. Rox, again, I just wouldn't want to be in with those masses because there's so many of them hypocrites. So if I was in black, it might be in the black Batman costume.
Yeah.
But great. Then fucking do that because that's great.
Hello, everyone. Thank
but,
you.
But if
you're to support.
If you're not, I do feel like it is a little bit, and not if you make a statement saying, like, I support, whatever, but Reese Witherspoon, Elizabeth Moss, great point. All of these fucking women who came out there with these amazingly beautiful speeches that are wearing these all black, incredible outfits. Kate Hudson, every one of them.
No, and listen, Reese,
just fucking support.
They're doing great things in production for with women.
Nicole Kidman,
shows. Yeah,
yes,
it's great.
Like. And also, but like, just fucking support your fellow women's right. movement. Why not?
All right, why not? Well, can I tell you why I realized Oprah? I hope she doesn't run for president.
Why, Kev?
Because then Trump will run?
No. Because, and listen, this is all my fault. Because I thought Trump would disrupt in a good way. And it's maybe not such in a good way. But so now someone like Oprah will run because at the end of the day, guys, do you think she's going to make the hard decisions?
She's not pushing that button no matter what happens.
Not even that. No. I don't mean that. I mean the hard decisions for the greater good of our country. Or is she going to make the decisions to secure her legacy as someone who's beloved? Do you really think she's going to risk not being what did this kind of like she is? The closest thing to Mother Teresa in our country. Like, everybody runs to Oprah, every problem in the world. Call Oprah. So you think she's, you know, when you're a leader, you have to make hard decisions. You have to make unpopular decisions. You have to make those decisions where, hey, we have to cut back here or we have to invade here.
That's a really good point, Kev.
And she's not going to do that. She's only going to do things.
She's loved by everyone.
Right? So she's going to appeal to her class of people rather than, hey,
what is her class of people? The Democrats, you mean? Or the
I think Democrats,
or
yeah.
Or do you mean the Hollywood, or what do you
no,
mean?
No, I think Democrats. I think, yeah, some the Hollywood left. I think, but
a lot of,
it's fine if you lean that way, but ultimately, as a leader, you've got to make the decisions that are going to make for the greater good to
and
make
at
the
this point in her career,
and
does she
she's
wanna
not
do that?
Going to make those unpopular decisions. Right. She's only going to make decisions. And listen, that was my biggest fear with Obama. Because I knew he was like, from what I've heard, he studied the presidencies of Lincoln and FDR and their legacies they left behind. And I knew, I felt like he knew his role in this world and in our nation's history as the first black president. So he knew the things he had to do, I was always concerned, were not going to be for the greater good of today. It would be what would look good in a history book 100, 150 years from now. And I believe I was right with that. And I'm not saying he was the worst, but I don't think he was the best. Because I think at the end of the day, he was always concerned with his legacy.
And he was cock-blocked a lot.
Well, they all are.
Yes, that's
they'll
true.
They'll all say that.
A lot of them are.
And listen, I used to say, hey, so Oprah, like, yes, my knee-jerk is say, well, it can't be any worse. But I said that after Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump can't be worse Everybody than Bush. Oh, my God.
Don't you think, though, Kevin? Yes, that is part of the problem with Oprah. But the other part is being a president is a job. And like any other job, you should have some preparation for it. You should have done something that prepares you. And that's the problem with Trump. You were never a fucking politician. You did not know how to do it. And now you're fucking president.
Part of it, but
if she wanted to be governor first, then she wanted to learn and she wanted to go through it. I actually think Oprah could be great, but you can't just fucking be president.
I'd like to think that someone who's a leader of men or women is a leader of men and women. There would be a learning curve involved. But to that point, she's been, slow. She's been slowing down since she retired from that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, her network was bombing, then she jumped in and was like, shit, I got to go back to work. She got it back up on its feet, and then she's out of it now. But do you really think Oprah Winfrey's going to want to go 80, 90 hours a week?
No, like, that's I do not.
Schedule, no. So I don't think, I don't think she's the right one. I think The Rock, yeah. I think he goes in there and he's going to go in and think.
Ugh,
why?
I just don't want to. We need somebody who can win. We need somebody who can fucking win, and that's most important. But I want an Elizabeth Warren. She can't. I don't think she would be able to beat Trump. I want somebody who's a fucking.
I still think the best guy would have been, because I'm a Massachusetts guy, I think Romney would have done a good job.
Yeah. A lot of people thought
he was in the news today, actually.
With his cancer.
Battled
right?
testicular cancer this past year, yes.
Well.
But he's okay.
But anyway, needless to say, what else we got in the news?
There was a very interesting moment on the red carpet from Deborah Messing. She slammed E! News while she was on E! News.
No.
So, I know.
Sorry,
she called out E! News for not paying their female employees as well as their male employees. She said it right to Juliana's face. I was really shocked to hear that E! News doesn't pay their female employees as much as their male employees. And I miss Kat Sadler. And Juliana didn't really know what to say to that, just made a kind of a generic statement about women's rights and said that's why we need a change and moved it along.
Yeah.
And then Eva Longoria also did the same thing while on E! To Ryan Seacrest. So it was a very interesting and awkward moment. There were some reports that came out this afternoon saying that the network, because Deborah Messing is back on NBC with Will and Grace, is upset with her about it. But a lot of people were commending her for being that ballsy and really doing the right thing.
That's what her entire legacy is built off of. If she hadn't said something, then it would have raised an eyebrow. I mean, it's fucking great that she did. And I love the way she said it, because she's not shocked. When she says, I was shocked to hear. The last thing a woman who's been working in this industry for decades is shocked about is the pay disparity. Like, there's no fucking way. So I love that she so respectfully said, wow, I was shocked to hear that a place like E!, it's like, no, you fucking weren't. But it was a respectful way of saying it. And damn fucking right. And I wish that Juliana, and I get it because it's her job, but I wish she was like, me too. Wish it wasn't the case.
It's so hard, though. Oh, 100% I do sympathize.
100%.
She's in Chicago. She has one job, and it's literally, and you can see with E, you don't even know anyone on the network anymore. I mean, Joe McHale, Maria, Chelsea.
Juliana lives in Chicago.
So I'm just saying, they have gotten rid of all the stars and the talent, and now they have no ratings. And there's that great quote that always is in our business. If I wanted people's opinions that I don't care about, I'll ride the city bus. And so I feel like that's now what they have, chirping and chirping. And so if you're Juliana, remember, she's a female. She's not Ryan. It's tough for her to take a swing back at them because, in her mind, it's going to be like, well, why wouldn't they just get rid of me in 2 seconds, which I think they would.
Kev, could I ask a question?
Yeah.
If any of us were ever in that position, let's say we're on a red carpet and our company's done something that we don't approve of and we're braced with a question like that or a comment like that, how should we react?
At your ages... It's tough. Yeah, you do what Juliana did.
What about at Juliana's age?
What's that?
What about at Juliana's age?
I said I get it with Juliana because she's probably afraid. Like, this is the one gig she has.
What would you have advised Maria to
do? Maria's different. Maria's got, 20 other things going on.
So what would you have advised her?
I think Maria could have said that, we miss Kat too. And you're right. You're right. I wish I made the decisions, but I don't. But I commend you for speaking up, and let's hope we can keep the conversation going. I mean, did Maria say on her show what she would have said?
She didn't say what she would have said, I don't believe. She kind of echoed what you're saying. It's tough because they're in a weird position,
yeah,
because
totally.
They're working for the network. They don't really know what to
say.
And again, and they have to feed their fucking kids.
It's different with Ryan because, again, he's got a lot of other things going on. Maria has a lot of other things going on. But for other people, I get it. I get Juliana where she'd be like, shit, she doesn't want to lose that. So, that's a really great gig, a lot of exposure. And it's easy. Like, 4 or 5 dates a year when you think of the award shows. So, but they'll flick her, that place will flick her away in 2 seconds. And she knows that. So,
do you think that Deborah Messing could get in trouble for this?
No. Hell no. Hell no. Hot potato, walk away. You really have, and now listen, we have plenty of morons in this business, but man.
You'd have to be a serious.
Just walk away. Everyone go back to business. Great to see you.
Everybody, did you watch everything now?
Back in the day, did you watch Will and Grace?
Yeah.
This season is so fucking funny. It is just as good as it was back then.
I'm sure it
is. I am so impressed by her.
That's what I mean. So it's like, so again.
The show is so good.
There's so much stuff on the air that. If you have something that does work right now, you got to hang on. I mean, no, she's in a great spot and good for her for taking advantage. And I'm sure she's got enough FU money from the first run.
Probably. Have you ever met her?
No, but she's Emerson, I think.
Really?
We interviewed her for AfterBuzz. She was awesome.
Yeah, did you do the interview? Oh my God, that's amazing.
And I think Sean Hayes is one of the most underrated
posted on our Twitter.
Comedic actors of all
comedic
time.
Comedic genius.
He's, oh my God, he's brilliant.
He's amazing. What else we got?
So before we wrap out the Golden Globes, I just wanted to go through the room and see if anybody had any top moments, what you thought of the winners, how you feel.
Yeah.
My top moment was
not about it.
He's not about it?
I'm just not an award show guy. I never have been.
Oh.
You know what? Larry Bird hated the All-Star game. You know that?
Tell me. I don't understand.
He just was
that.
Like, what are we doing? Who here is trying to fight for a championship? I know that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking of June and who I'm going to beat. And what this is just.
But it's not really an all-star game. It is a championship game. That's
what this?
Not, the all-star game isn't, but this.
But the same thing.
Isn't this what a lot of them are fighting for?
No, because you fight for it by making the product on the field. This is just fluff. And by the way, like, really, when you go and you see some of the ridiculous picks that they've made and the ridiculous snubs, you would really invest? I mean,
fucking
Wonder Woman.
Greta Gerwig.
That's what I'm saying.
So
again, why would I give up 4 years of my life? Other than the fact I knew we were doing the show and I feel like there's a responsibility because we're in this. But thank God I can listen to Sam. I can steal his opinions. I can listen to Maria and steal some of hers. And then just look online and just come in and do the cheat sheet.
You can take some of mine too if you want them.
I usually do.
Cool.
After the fact. But I just can't. It's just, to me, it's like, no, I'd rather make the stuff. I like making the product. Yeah. I like consuming it, enjoying it. But when it comes to like them all like being
high
and mighty in that moment.
What is their Super Bowl? If it's not the Oscars, what is it?
Well, but a Super Bowl in like sports rocks. That's the difference between, okay, like, athletes really have to prove themselves. And by the way, you screw up as an athlete, you're booed immediately. You're an actor, you director, you make a bunch of bad films. Okay. You rape people.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just hard to make the comparison.
Because
we can have it, but why can't they just come out online? I don't know. Listen, people like those shows. They like it. They're entertained by them. Great. More people work this way. People love it. There's fashion. There's a whole industry around it. So I don't want to poo-poo on it because I think it's important. And by the way, I'm all about Roxy. When people, whether it's watching NASCAR or wrestling or the Oscars, better doing that than out committing crimes or being miserable or hurting other people. So I'm all in. Just saying, not for me.
Yeah. I just think that there are some actors who make movies and some directors that make movies because they love it. And there's some athletes who play the game because they fucking love it. And there are some who play because they want that fucking championship ring. And there are some who play because they want that fucking trophy on their shelf. And I think that
the Oscar,
a lot
no,
of them.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But I get it. But for me to give 4 hours to my life.
I know, I
again,
get that.
Because it would be
we're
like,
on the same
it
page.
Would be if like there were times where I really felt like some of those peak David Stern years of the NBA, and if you're an NBA fan, you'll probably concur, it got a little bit WWE. Like it really got you. I felt the officials were manipulating
really?
Games. Yes.
You're and not then, the first person I've heard say
and
that.
And then you're out. You're like, why am I investing in this? So, but in sports, listen, for the most part, and with replays and the fans and you being called out, you know, a league being called out, officials being called out, like, you're really going to see whoever gets that trophy rocks. Like, it deserves it. So for these things, it's an honor to get one. And, you know, and people do get it. Mira Savino, all I've ever said to her is, like, you're an Oscar winner. Never forget that. They can never take that from you. So I get it. But for me to invest 4 or 5 hours and just all of them so full of the pomp and circumstance. And even last year when the Warren Beatty screw up, did you see the producer who was all gracious? You know how fast he tore the card out of Warren?
Him.
Like Warren Beatty, 76 years old, like has given more to this business. But, you know, like, oh,
that
you,
was it, you, ridiculous.
Yeah, but he didn't hear anything for that. He was the hero for like, I'd fucking throw that guy right. Yeah, you want to fly? Hey, sorry. You asked.
So that was the highlight of the evening.
Okay.
For sure.
Is that the news, Lauren? Because I've run out of songs.
We've got one more. We have one more thing if you want to go through it. It's just a quick tweet from Trump where he claimed he's a stable genius. There's been lots of stories coming out about this new book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. It's written by Michael Wolff. And there was somebody, a Trump insider, who said that the president was not only crazy, but stupid. So upon hearing that and a lot of other people inside this book saying that he's mentally unstable, he decided to tweet out, "Throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been my mental stability and being, like, really smart. Crooked Hillary Clinton also played these cards very hard, as everyone knows, went down in flames. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. Right. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that."
You have to say it like all the LA people, like Maria's Illuminati does. Oh my God, genius. You know, Ashley, who I'm talking about. Oh my God, genius.
Yes.
Genius.
So,
well, this is what I keep saying about him. Rox, I've said this before. He's everything that I've said is that he's had so many ridiculous victories that there's no reasoning with him in his brain. He's all knowing. He's all powerful, you know, and he's spelling it right out for you.
I do not disagree with anything he said other than the stable part. He was a very successful businessman. He was a top TV star. He became the president of the United States on his first try.
He got quality.
Thanks to us.
Quality.
True.
He did do all that. Hillary Clinton did play those cards very hard, and she did go down in flames. This is all fucking fact. This is very true.
Right.
Stable is he didn't none of that proved stable. Genius, yes. He's obviously a fucking genius because look where he's sitting.
Of course.
Stable? Loon. Like fucking would you call Hitler stable?
I told you that I haven't done so much work with brains. With Maria's mother and Maria with their tumors, a leading specialist said to me that he was studying his speech patterns, and he claims that he's showing early signs of dementia.
Yeah.
From his speeches 15 to 20 years ago to now.
And aggression.
And I think, right, and I believe that. I do. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because with this guy, even when you'd hear him before talk, you know, on radio shows.
Well, you knew him, Kevin. I was here one time when I hope that's okay to say.
Yeah, I've met him a few times.
There was a Maria.
Yeah, there was a.
You told me.
Yeah, but that was prior to him running, so it's not like you guys are close now.
No. But you.
I'm just saying that I had met him here before, and you had talked to him many times. I feel like, have you noticed a change in patterns the way he speaks at all?
Yeah, because I'm not well read enough to understand speech patterns and whatnot, but
that's not your genius.
He just was sensible and logical, and you know there was a pattern of logic to how he thought. It just wasn't this. It just wasn't this.
Do you think that's nerves though, or just aggravation for the people
that
are
calling him out? No, I think
that
he probably very well could be the early stages of dementia. You know, I don't know.
Or that could be giving him too much credit, and it could be exactly what you said, Kevin, which is that he's done it right. How could he ever be wrong? So just doubling down, tripling down.
And again, it's for everybody, even any of you guys out there who go on a crazy winning streak, you've got to check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yes. But you do have to know, you have to keep yourself in check because, listen, nobody gets out undefeated. You know what I mean? We're all going to... That's just how it is.
But do you think he's already taken his defeat with, like, being bankrupt or supposedly, you know?
You would think, but then he comes back even bigger.
Right? But that would be in his mind,
his brain. No, in his brain it was like, no, I needed that to make me even greater.
And his stable genius
brain. I just think
brain.
For everybody, look at back to Logan, you know, it's... You just can't... You have to stay humble. And no matter what scam you've pulled off, life is an intricate series of scams, as we all know. Life could be the greatest scam of all.
Probably is.
But at the end of the day, remember, it is a scam. So the scam will be on you at some point in time.
Yeah, fuck. I hate getting scammed.
Well, Rox, listen, it gets us all. Oh, I told you the great Pat O'Brien quote to me. You know what, buddy? Nobody gets out undefeated. And we're about to like go live with his show, and he's like, "Oh wait, one second." He puts his hand up to stop the cameras. He's like, "There's one thing that goes undefeated, pussy."
Oh my god!
Hi, I'm Pat O'Brien here today with Kevin Undergaro. We're going to talk business rock stars. Yeah, and I was like, "That is awesome. You're right." The only thing undefeated, Roxy Stryer, is.
And Donald Trump so far.
No, he'll go down.
Just so far.
Remember, listen, I showed you Santa Claus is coming to town. What happened to the Burgermeister?
Oh, he got his.
He fell from power.
He got his.
You know, people realized how silly he was.
He was a fucking dick.
But Roxy, they all do.
Yeah.
They all do. They all go down that way. Have to. Why else would we get out of bed every morning if we couldn't believe that?
It's a good guy.
Hitler got it. They all, yeah. You know,
everybody
Saddam Hussein. We all, you know, none of the mobsters, dead or in jail. Yeah. You know? Anyway, well, what have we learned at long last? Anything?
Yeah, honestly, I loved, and people in the chat were liking at the top, your history major, we don't put you to work enough on the show with your history major.
That's a lot of fun. Well, I always felt history was just a story. It was just all Hollywood stories, but it was real. That's what made it more fun.
Did you ever want to teach it at any point?
No. But I would. I'll do that in prison, too.
Yeah,
I'll teach history.
I was going to say, you should do something like that. You get points, right? You get, like, time deducted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be for life. So I'll be in there for life. So, no. So it's going to be...
Oh, no, time deducted? Fuck.
No, it'll just be for my own amusement and to help my people.
Maybe they'll slip you some, like, Stouffer's or something.
Yeah, no. You just get the good treatment. You get the good cell.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll be helping the guards, too.
I know.
I'll help the guards with their taxes. I'll help the guards set up their businesses.
You'll give them life advice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there'll be kind of some of the ruthless guards who just, no matter what, just have to abuse you and shit on
you
because they can.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's at Roxy Stryer. It's at Miss Ashley Daniels. It's at Lauren LeGrasso. It's at Bonjour Juliette. Ash, we got to get back to getting some people in here.
Yeah, we got to get back. And now that the holidays are over, it's always
smooth sailing. Get me some of your crazies. I know Stone Cold Steve Austin has mentioned he wants to come up.
Really?
I've been in touch with Jillian Barbary. You know Jillian?
Really?
I really like her KABC local radio show.
You already spoke to her? Does she have any interest in doing it?
She's right up the street, actually. And
I know that Kaya Richards, I reached out to her before the holidays, and she's down for Maria's show, for our show.
Yeah,
so
welcome to the neighborhood, poor Kyle.
But she's got lots of dogs now, as you can see on Instagram. Or maybe she already had them, but there's lots of pictures of her dogs.
Yeah.
I thought...
God, you just see our shout out to my wolf, Maximus. My God.
He's got bigger.
Yes.
In two weeks, I was like, he's huge.
Because we fix his diet and working out his issues. And he just, like, he doesn't walk. He prowls. Like, do you notice his prance? He's always just looking and looking.
He's got his head down, like always.
And
he's
all, you know, and he doesn't like any of our doors being closed because it's Shepherd. They want to work. So,
no time off. No days off. Hashtag no days off.
There's my guy. Yeah, he's been something.
He gave me a nice kiss when I saw him.
And this weekend I did my one-on-one with Maria at the mall.
How did that go?
It was fun. It was nice. She was very enthusiastic, very upbeat. We went over a lot of good things for her 2018.
Nice.
Had some pretzels, which was always fun.
Wetzels or Annie's?
Oh, Wetzels.
Good.
Eileen Wetzels.
Met Benny's twin. Benjamin's twin,
it looked like. Yes, we met a nice couple that had a Bichon, and the lady was like, Maria, I've always wanted to meet you. And then we got to hang with her dog. And Maria's like, you know, it's harder to do the mall thing now because Maria's more famous. But people are respectful.
I would think that it was always difficult.
The last like 4 or 5 years, it's gotten harder.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? No, people are great. They'll like just come whisper, just glad
nice.
You're better.
Yeah.
Maria, and congratulations on the wedding. And that's about it. So listen, we'll be back on Thursday. Yes? Yes?
Si,
will senor. You all be here on Thursday?
Si, senor.
Anything we can tease?
Maybe we should talk about Ingrid Goes West and have them watch Ingrid Goes West, which you can rent for $5 on Amazon.
Ingrid Goes West, you guys.
I'll brush up again.
You want? I'm calling it the Dianetics for millennials.
Fucking scary as all fuck.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Yes.
At least
Ash.
I think it made us feel uncomfortable because we feel like a little bit.
You like see yourself in
the. Yes.
Said to Roxy, I don't want to put names in text. I said, but you and I both.
Yep.
We know some of them.
So let's talk about that. And then any more you can tell us about the goals and what you got on your side of things.
Oh, for my personal goals? More of the same.
No, it's a tease, Kev.
Oh, sure.
Tell us more of the same next time.
I think I did. You know what? I didn't do any New Year's resolution. Nothing. Nothing.
Maybe you should try
to think coach yourself on the show.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
We
come up with
I think I could help you. Maybe I could be your
maybe we put Kevin on the couch so that you can have a little session.
I'll help you. We'll all do it. We'll all be your Jews.
You know,
are we allowed to say that still?
Yes. Okay, no. Great. Speaking of which, Juliet, you bought me that mug, didn't you?
What mug?
There's a mug in my office.
I bought you that mug.
Lauren McGrath.
Did you love it?
I love it. Thank you so much. There's I have this beautiful chic black desk.
I'm so glad it came in.
And I have a nice mug that says, I love my Jew. That just is nice and... So, yes, I love... Thank you, Lauren.
I'm so glad it came. Yes. Oh, God. I couldn't think of what to get you for Christmas / New Year. And then that little gem popped up into
best
my world.
Gift. Best
awesome.
You're the best Jew.
Thank you. Well,
mm-hmm. I'm sure you made that or didn't come like that. Correct?
No, yeah. I found it online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I love my Jew.
But it was as if it was tailor made for Kev.
Totally.
And it was.
My number one Jew.
Well, it is what it is, people. Okay, you guys, enough is enough. We'll be back on Thursday. Please join us. And until then, Miss Ashley Daniels, what should we do?
We should all make it a better tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one!